John Fairley, who is, you know, he was a really enterprising dairy farmer from Picton who, sixth generation, it looked like he was having to fold the farm.
Just, we haven't had good rain since March last year.
Yeah.
Now it would be the worst drought we've had.
In a last-ditch effort to try and keep the farm, he said, look, you can come and sponsor a cow on social media. And it was really, really popular. Yeah. But, of course, we are hearing since then that the idea of just helping out individual farmers, it's not going to help.
It's not enough.
And so John was on this morning. He was saying, well, how about this for a proposition?
We all look for a bargain, don't we,
yeah,
when we go
yep.
shopping?
Yep.
You know, and when you think 20 cents, most people drink about 6 litres of milk a week. Now, it's $1.20 a week, you know, about a third of a cup of coffee. It wouldn't take much. And, you know, over 5 years, that is a big difference to our bottom line.
So that's John Fairley, the dairy farmer. And he's basically saying, look, if you just chucked a 20 cents onto a lot of produce, we as the consumers in the city wouldn't notice it very much, but it would have a huge effect on the farmers. And we thought, well, that's a pretty good idea, really. There were lots of calls this morning saying, yep, I'd do that. So we put it to an economist, John Freeban, a little later on in the program. He wasn't so keen on the idea.
Good idea, John?
Not really.
Oh.
It's a subsidy to a particular industry.
Yeah.
Why do you want to subsidise dairy farmers but not, say, sheep graziers or restaurateurs? And the majority of farmers know that this is a risky business and that sometimes you're going to be in a drought and low commodity prices, you're not going to make much money. In other times, you're going to get good seasonal conditions, reasonable to good commodity prices, you make some money. And so what the smart farmers, and I'd say that's at least 80% of them, take into account these risky conditions.
Mm.
So when times are good, they put some money away. They put some fodder away, and when times are bad, then
yeah.
you know, they draw on their bank accounts.
So that was the economist. We had a really strong response to that.
Of course I'd pay more, as long as it went to the farmers and not the supermarkets. Of course I would. We'd all do anything to help the farmers. They're in a terrible situation.
They sure are.
Absolutely. No question about it. In fact, I go almost so far to say I reckon we need a real commission into how we can... probably not the right term, but how we can support farmers more and what the banks are not doing for them, what we're not doing, what the government's not doing, because they're the backbone of this country.